Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey joins us today via the phone here on Sports Radio The Ticket with money on our minds and money, money, money everywhere. State Board of Education meetings just took place. Budgets are coming due. New fiscal years will be starting pretty soon, and there's a lot of news in the air about that. Kurt joins us here with Caves and Prater on Sports Radio The Ticket to discuss that. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Not bad, until I saw this story today about these salary exemptions and how every industry would be affected by all of a sudden companies, including athletic departments and radio stations, owing a guy a time and a half payment if he works more than 40 hours and he makes less than $47,000 a year. Arkansas State, Kurt, was out there saying that could cost them up to $700,000 when they look at their $30 million budget and the 34 people in their 72-department employee base that qualify for this kind of situation. And I don't know if your HR department like theirs has run these numbers or your thoughts on some of this stuff, but that could get kind of costly, I assume, right?
Well, it's certainly scary and something that we definitely have to be concerned about. We have started to run the numbers. You know, I first heard about this early March this year, so it was a big surprise. And, you know, Jeff, like you said, it's not just going to affect athletics, but it's going to reach across our entire institution and, you know, could affect as many as maybe 40 or 50% of the people that work on campus. So,
wow.
You know, for us, it's when I mean it's simple, it's just some hard decisions are going to have to be made. And you have to decide whether or not you're going to keep someone on an hourly wage and limit their hours so that you're not paying overtime, or you've got to continue to let the people that work more than 40 hours do that. But that may be a significant increase in pay for those people. So there's going to be a balancing act done. And, you know, as you know, I think we've got great people working for us, but we certainly don't have enough to do everything that we need to do. And so we're going to have to get even more frugal with how we spend our money and take a close look at everybody in the department and how much time they put into each position. You know, the one big concern I think that I'm going to have probably is on the coaching side of things. And is that going to be something that is going to be included in that formula? Because, you know, we've got guys, as you know, that in our football office that don't make that money, that are putting tremendous amounts of hours in, working hard to do what they got to do to get this program doing what they do. And so all those things need to be looked at. A big concern, no doubt, within our department as it is across the country. And, I mean, in my eyes, that's a game changer. So we'll address it if needed, and we're starting the planning process to do just that.
Kurt Apsey is our guest. It's Ask the AD. You can hashtag Ask the AD at our Twitter account. Add us, KTIK931FM, or go to the Commercial Tire text line at 424-9300. Kurt, just in general, when it comes to the amount of hours employees work, what is your philosophy about that? How much does HR control some of that? I mean, it's so hard to monitor when you have so many people working for you. And by reputation, a lot of people in sports work well north of 40 hours a week.
Well, you know, we try to be cognizant of that. I mean, for a lot of different reasons. First of all, just from a legal HR standpoint, we need to be careful there. But, you know, athletics is just so different because of the events that are involved. You know, everything that we do is in terms of when our teams are playing at home is either at night or on the weekend or on a Sunday. And so, you know, if people want to take off a little early during the week and have a little bit more flexibility so that, you know, we're not killing everybody every month within our department and the responsibilities that we have, I try to be a little flexible there, because I know that, you know, they're working hard on the weekends and getting our teams ready to play. And so we've got to take that all into consideration. And it's a big concern for me. It always has been. And I'm one that, you know, I kind of walk out the door when the job's done, whether that takes 6 hours in a day or 12. I'm there until it's done, and I know that's part of it, and I certainly don't complain about it, and I enjoy it. But at the same time, you know, we've got to be careful. We've got to make sure we take care of our people, and I think for the most part, they know what they're getting themselves into. This is an event-driven business where you don't do the job between the hours of 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, so it kind of is what it is.
Kurt Apsey, Ask the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Caves and Prater. As it relates to attacking this challenge, it's a campus-wide thing, so don't you have the support of the personnel and the human resources people? And then you guys can all collectively, as department heads across the campus, sort of attack a strategy and how to work with this?
Absolutely. And, you know, Stacey Pearson, Jeff, who you know is our vice president for administration and finance on campus, and her team are tackling this and providing each area across the university with the information they need to make the right decisions, and they're still in the process of doing that. And but at the same time, we're trying to do as much as we can on our side, and you know those meetings are starting to take place as we speak, and you know hopefully they'll be able to help us analyze the data and identify the people that we've certainly got to look at in terms of where they fall, you know, in this range of salary, and then you know with their advice and that direction, we'll move forward.
I did see something, Kurt, by the way, in that Labor Department document that said that coaches may be exempt regardless of salary if their primary duty is teaching, which could include instructing athletes in how to perform their sport. But if
right.
their duties include recruiting athletes or doing manual labor, they're not considered teachers. Wow.
Well, you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, of course, half that job is teaching, but the other half is, you know, watching film and being on the road and watching games and the practice part and in the weight room. And, well, you know, I'm telling you something you already know. So, and I think I mentioned that earlier when you asked me the question, is I think that's still kind of a to be decided, because I read the same article that you read, and I think they're going to have a hard time drawing that line in the sand. And if that's the case, you know, then I think we're really going to be challenged if it affects all of our coaches. And so, just kind of a waiting here, but also preparing for whatever that news may be. And, you know, we'll tackle it like we do all other issues that come before us. And, you know, I'm very confident that our team on campus is going to help us out, and we'll address it as we need to.
Kurt, here we are asking you questions that have primarily to do with money. And I wonder at times, as an athletic director, if you broke down your challenges, you have opportunities at times, you want to create new things. What percentage of your time do you think has something to do with an expense or a revenue item?
You might want to ask me the other question. What part of my time do I not think
wow.
about that? Now, that might be easier. You know, Jeff, it's just the nature of it. You know, our budget right now hovers around the $38, $39 million range. You know, half of that is in our people, I mean, in salaries. And so we've got to be careful with, you know, who we hire and what we pay them. And, sometimes that's hard because these people put a lot of time in, and we probably don't pay them what they're worth at the end of the day. So that's half of it. The other big portion of that is put into our student athletes and scholarships and cost of attendance and all the operating budget that we have to make these teams go. And so the only thing I would say on the expense side is we've just got to be smart, and we've got to make sure that the money we are spending is done in the right way, and it's invested the right way, and we're putting our resources into our student athletes and our coaches, because that's really at the end of the day is what's most important to our department. And we really do spend wisely, I think. We watch what we spend, and we have to continue to do that.
Kurt Apsey joining us, Ask the AD, every Thursday at 5 here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Case and Prater. I want to move through some of these because I know you've got to get going. The concussion lawsuit threat is always there. Some schools,
yeah.
conferences, and the NCAA are now seeing that. It made me wonder, what kind of liability insurance does an athletic department have to kind of carry, or what do you have to look for because of all the different ways you need to protect the university's assets?
You know, I don't think we specifically have insurance just for concussions. I know that concussions are obviously covered under our student and university insurance, but, you know, for me, I tend to look at it more on the other side, the preventative part. We've got team docs and trainers that know what the heck they're doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, a student athlete within our department does not participate without being cleared from our team docs. And Mark Paul and his staff, with all of our trainers, are well-trained. They know the symptoms. They know the dangers behind letting someone play if there's any question. And so I think that's where it starts. You know, we've got to make sure that our coaches are educated, make sure that we surround our student athletes with physicians that know what the heck they're talking about, which I think we've done, so that you prevent this. You know, Mike, I think you mentioned it earlier, where a kid will come back maybe 4, 5, or 6 years later. You guys may remember, we might have gotten a head start on all this way back in 2000 when we lost a student athlete to a head injury on the football field. And I remember that day like it was yesterday. The young man's name was Paul Rayner, Jeff. I think you knew who that was. And, you know, that raised a red flag in our department, in our campus, in a big hurry. And we had Dr. Wade involved in all that. Gene was the AD. And we automatically, right when that happened, we started probably taking a much closer look at this much earlier than some other schools, just because we had to go through it the hard way. Now, that wasn't necessarily concussion, but that was a severe head injury, and the kid lost his life. And that was unbelievable. That was a really, really hard time for us. And ever since then, I know for sure that, you know, we've done everything we can to protect these kids and make sure that they're playing under safe conditions. And we do that by surrounding them with people that know what the heck they're doing. So I feel good about where our department stands there.
Kurt, there's no doubt that Paul Reyna's death changed things for you guys. And there's no doubt that, you know, what you and hopefully every athletic department across the country right now is taking a proactive approach to this. But there was a gap there in the middle 10, 15 years ago where we weren't as smart about this stuff. And that's where some of these lawsuits are coming from.
Yeah.
Has any student athlete at Boise State come to you and threatened a lawsuit? Have you had to deal with that at all? Or is your track record at this point fairly clean?
You know, to my knowledge, Mike, no. I can't recall anything. That doesn't mean that it hasn't happened in the last 15 years or so. But, you know, I know that what we have done is our football team has actually ordered in the past some special helmets for some guys maybe that have had one concussion. And we know that we probably got to provide them a little extra protection. So I know we've done that. But to my knowledge, no, we have not had a student athlete come back with any type of legal action, at least since I've been at Boise State.
Kurt Autzy's our guest, Boise State's athletic director. Ask the AD here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Kays and Prater, talking a lot of money issues. We'll sort of conclude this, though, Kurt, with the Boise State budget will be going in front of the state board. You start a new fiscal year July 1st, so here we are during the stretch drive. And you look at it, you know your numbers, and when we look at the biggest opportunities, the biggest revenue opportunities for your athletic department and the biggest expenses that you think you need to control, what comes to mind that fans can relate to as it relates to those revenues and expenses that you spend so much time studying?
Well, from an expense standpoint, like I said earlier, our coaches and our administration need to watch that budget like a hawk. We can never take our eye off that. We have to make sure that our coaches understand that they've got to spend within their means. And, you know, they've all created enhancement funds that they can use if they go over in certain areas. And they know that at the beginning of the year, if they're going to spend something extra, it's within their budget. They've got to show the money that they've gone out and raised in. And I think for the most part, our coaches and our staff do a good job of that. So, you know, half of the challenge with the budget is just making sure we're spending it wisely. And we talk about that a lot. So that's one part of it. And then on the other side, you know, the revenue for us, the big opportunities are selling tickets and selling seat licenses and donations through the BAA, our sponsorship money that we get through Bronco Sports Properties, you know, the money that we receive from ESPN and TV, and we got to make sure that we're on there as much as possible. And unfortunately, as you guys know, sometimes that means that we've got to play on a Thursday night against BYU or on a Friday night against San Jose State so that we can take advantage of those revenue opportunities. So nothing's really changed. I will say that, you know, Dusty Clements, our senior associate AD, and myself and some others in the department have a plan going forward to increase revenues. We've got to get people out asking more and getting new people involved in everything that we do. But for the most part, if there's people out there that are looking to help the Broncos, without a doubt, buy football and basketball season tickets. That's, to us, the major source of revenue, and we need those stands full. And not just from a support standpoint with our kids that are playing out there, but that is a great way for us to generate revenue and keep this program going in the right direction and make sure we've got the right coaches here. And, you know, up to this point, the support's been unbelievable, and I can only hope that it's going to continue that way.
Kurt, thanks for taking these questions and giving us those answers. Appreciate that very much while you're on the road, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, fellas. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.